Good morning and welcome to the Daily Dairy Digest, the podcast by Getfair Dairy about the European dairy commodity markets. And in today's podcast, we'll take a look at the difference between the firm liquid markets and the slightly weaker commodity markets. Today is the 22nd of September. Let's take a look at the dairy markets. First of all, we like to apologize for skipping yesterday's podcast, but we felt a little bit too sick to record. And as you can hear, our runny nose is still running and we haven't catched up with it yet. But we're gonna try anyway today. Yesterday, we saw a very active dairy market. And although Wednesdays are usually the most active days of the week, this one stood out. With over 300 metric tons of butter and 250 metric tons of cheese, we have broken quite some volume compared to the previous days. We can't really say that we have a very clear direction in the market. If we could just look at the commodity prices, we would say that the market is a bit bearish, with prices under pressure and commodities trading slightly lower compared to the last days. But looking at the market for liquids, we would qualify the market as bullish. Prices for raw milk are reported between 65 and 72 cents for the spot milk. Cream prices are keeping quite firm, and skim milk prices might be losing a little bit of momentum, but they are still trading with a big premium compared to the commodity prices you can make of it. We can't really see a scenario where the market for liquids remains this firm and the market for commodities remains weaker and weaker. These markets should trade more in line. But the big question remains if the market for liquids is overpriced or the market for commodities is underpriced. We are nearing the lowest point in the milk collection in Europe and we should see seasonally a little bit more milk. We think most of our partners are expecting the liquid prices to come down and the commodity prices to correct even a bit more. This expectation seems to be based on the expectation that there is more milk coming and the milk volumes will grow and that there will be a bigger impact on the demand due to the high prices that are finding their way to the consumers at the moment. We personally don't think the demand will drop this hard and we expect a more stable scenario for the following weeks to come. Most EU governments are spending a lot of money to keep the inflation under control and keep consumers' buying power on a strong level. And with a weaker euro, at the moment of recording 0.987 against the dollar, the chance of the EU exporting becomes bigger and bigger. But the worries on the supply side remain numerous. The energy crisis might seem to be a little bit more under control, but with Putin's war rhetoric of the recent days, there is also a lot more uncertainty on the other fronts. We do see buyers buying hand to mouth, but they are buying. And some might buy a little bit less, but overall we haven't seen any stock building yet. If we will see prices correcting down, we don't think it will be before November. Looking at the EU quotations, we see a stable market with small pluses and minuses everywhere. It confirms the market that we are seeing. Asking those who are giving their input for the quotations, they see the gap between what buyers and producers see. Producers see expensive milk, high cost of production, and some great spot deals at high levels. Buyers see lower demand or claim to see lower demand, and the offers for further out are coming in at lower levels. But on average, the market feels quite stable. We have had a very active day on the butter market. We have traded Q1 butter for German, Belgium, Dutch fresh at a price of 68.25. We've traded Danish butter at a price of 68.50. And we've traded Irish butter with a wide spread between 68.50 and 69.75. And we've traded one truck of Polish butter at a price of 6,900 euros. Looking at the futures in Q1, we see EEX prices trading slightly lower at 6,800 euros. CME futures are also correcting a bit down. Cream prices traded steadily, although we also hear some lower trades there. The range is quite big between 87 and 88.50. But even at the lower range of the cream prices, butter production still gives a much higher price than the current spot levels that we've traded. We will start today with the following offer. We still have an offer for 6 trucks of German Belgium Dutch fresh butter for Q1 at a price of 68.25, and we have a buyer against it at 6,700 euros. We have an offer for 8 trucks of frozen lactic butter from Ireland delivered to the Netherlands at a price of 69.50 for October and November. We have an offer for 2 trucks of fresh sweet cream butter from Lekpol at 69.50. And we have an offer for 1 truck of low melting point AMF at a price of 82.50 Ex-Works Netherlands. After a few days of higher or stable trades, yesterday the cheese market felt a little bit weaker. We have traded a few trucks of Gouda in the morning at a price of 50-20, but later in the morning we traded Gouda for October as low as 51.50. There seems to be a bit of pressure on the cheese, although some are claiming the demand side is also still very strong. On mozzarella, we see there is plenty of offers available for October, but for close by, we are still looking to find 1 truck. It seems that although price expectations might be lower for mozzarella, it is not because of the higher stocks, but it seems to be the lower demand that is driving the lower prices. We do have a bit of volume available. We have some offers for Gouda in October at a price of 5,200 euros, but our bids are coming in much lower at the moment, close to 5 euros. We have an offer for 1 truck of Friesland Campina Gouda October collection at a price of 5,200 euros. We have an offer for 2 trucks of German Dutch Gouda for October collection at a price of 51.90. We have the 1 truck of mozzarella on a bid side, a German origin for this week collection at a price of 505. And we have a bid for 1 or 2 trucks of Gouda 48, slicing quality German Dutch origin at a price of 5,000 euros. With a lot of action on the butter and cheese, we had not a lot of focus on the powder market today. But as far as we could hear, not a lot has been trading. We did have a market with a buyer and seller for the same product, but without a chance to make the trade. We have a buyer and seller for the following product. 100 metric tons of skim milk powder, German origin, medium heat for the first half of October. We have the buyer at 3,600 euros and the seller at 3,700. If anyone listening to this would be happy to make the trade, just let us know. EEX futures in the meantime keep trading significantly higher than where our buyers and sellers see the market. We see Q1 futures trading at 37.80 again, the same as yesterday. We do hear that in the US the stocks are starting to shrink and prices in the US keep firming a little bit. And with a weaker euro and less competition from the US, EU skim milk powder prices might just find their way back up again. We start today with an offer for 100 metric tons of skim milk powder non-standardized Eastern EU production with a protein level between 36 and 37% at a price of 37.50 Ex-Works. We have an offer for 100 metric tons of skim milk powder German origin, medium heat, for the first half of October collection at 3,700, and we have an offer for 200 metric tons of Polish skim milk powder at a price of 36.50. Okay, and that was it again. Thank you very much for listening to the Daily Dairy Digest. We want to thank everyone that's been giving us very good support on the podcast and the great feedback. We thank you a lot. If you like this podcast and would like to hear it every day, please subscribe via your favorite podcast app, such as Spotify and Apple Podcast. For now, we wish you a good day, happy trading, and bye-bye.